Hi, I'm Dr. Jillian Murphy, a naturopath, healthy-ish lifestyle architect, body joy seeker, and French fry activist. And you're listening to 100% Healthy-ish. Here's the thing. As a naturopath and an intuitive eating, health at every size health coach, I have seen every angle and end of the health conversation. And after years of clinical and coaching experience, I've developed a framework for feeling good and having fun that I know you're gonna love. To be healthy-ish, we move beyond the boring basics and consider some ish you have never thought of before when it comes to your health. Are you ready? It's gonna be fun. Let's go. Welcome back to my very short mini series on the messier, nuanced bits of the conversation when it comes to this 3-week healthy-ish reset that's about to kick off. Today, I want to talk about the rebellious blahs. This is part, I don't know if you listened already to my, you know, what health era are you in? And one of the health eras was the I don't give a fuck, the IDGAF era that many people find themselves in when they have been exhausted by dieting. They have found some freedom in intuitive eating and they don't really feel good, but they just don't care, you know? And then there's that era. And then there's the like, like ready to start exploring, but still sore and kind of unsure era where people are sort of like, ready to start exploring what it might mean to take care of their health again. But then every time they try to do it, they're too sore and they just rebel. So the rebellious blahs are part of both of those eras, actually. And I just want to talk about them today, what that means, and why I believe that this reset is key when it comes to moving beyond the rebellious blahs. So healthy-ish is pioneering an all new way to live intuitively and intentionally in your body. I, as a naturopathic doctor and an intuitive eating specialist and an eating disorder naturopath, have been developing this framework for years. I have over 16 years experience as a naturopath working in the health at every size and intuitive eating space. And I work in an eating disorder recovery center. I have seen the downside of being overconsumed with managing your body. And I have seen the downside of being underconsumed by it. I know for a fact that eating and moving and living in an internally led way, like not following Joe Schmo or Jillian Michaels' new diet plan of eating only, you know, sardines and electrolytes while hanging upside down, I know that not following those wild and wacky plans that belong to someone else is the way to go. But I also know that most people do better with some structures and parameters. The first, you know, major model for internally led eating is called intuitive eating. And it really taught us how to see bodies differently, to see our own bodies differently, and to trust their ability to choose variety and to regulate intake. And intuitive eating really worked. Like, I have helped hundreds of women stop obsessive food thoughts, stop binge eating and emotional eating and weight preoccupation, and learn how to eat in a much more peaceful way. The problem is that something new started to emerge within this internally led eating work. And I call that the rebellious blahs. And basically what happened is that without any tangible guardrails on this new way of internally led eating, more and more women that I worked with started to fall into really unconscious patterns of eating, going on autopilot, only to wake up one day and realize that their mood's low and their energy's lower. They feel terrible in their body and they don't know what to do about it, or worse, how to even talk about it without feeling like they're a traitor to the intuitive eating body acceptance movement. Somewhere along the way, acceptance of our body and internally led intuitive eating and ambivalence about our bodies get mixed up. And being out of touch with your body becomes the norm. We can be disconnected from our body when we're dieting, but we can also be disconnected from our body when we're eating in an internally led way. It became clear to me, like as a clinician, that even the best intuitive eaters have challenges connecting with their bodies and their intuition on a regular basis. Like the stress and busyness of our day-to-day lives just gets in the way. It just does. So does neurodivergence and patriarchal conditioning and health information. I cannot tell you the number of women who've gotten health information from their medical doctors or their naturopaths that interfere with their ability to eat intuitively, right? So even if you have this amazing ability to connect with your body, it is difficult to maintain that connection in a long-term way. And so, like I said, what I see is these women sort of like finding this freedom and then kind of falling back into this place of ambivalence. And yeah, it feels better than dieting, but that doesn't mean it feels good. And the worst part, the tricky part, is that when women try to take back control, they find themselves rebelling against their own best efforts. You know, the mere thought, I've been there, where the mere thought of limiting gluten or sugar, even for the right reasons, sends them back into weird binge eating and reactive eating. So this is what I call the rebellious blahs, this combination of ambivalence that feels terrible and awful and rebelliousness that happens every single time you try to get out of ambivalence, the rebellious blahs. Like I said, I always try to be so clear that I am really aware that the intuitive eating model lays out a framework for gentle nutrition. I get it. It's there. I just don't think it's clear enough. I don't think it's tangible enough. And so healthy-ish is my response to that. And the three-week reset is like the crash course in a new way of doing things. In the reset, I have three major goals for you. I want to teach you permission and discipline. On a scale from full restriction to full permission, from brick wall to jellyfish, we're going to figure out where you need to sit in order to feel your best while living a life you really like. What do you need to limit? And can you do it? Can you manage the discomfort of parameters and structure and limitations? What could you add in? How can you do both of those things while feeling safe and trusting in your body? How can you overcome the triggers and the reactivity to establish safety and trust while doing these things? The second thing I want to teach you is flexibility. Flexibility is tough, and it is a core tenet of the healthy-ish method. Having the ability to move back and forth freely between permission and discipline is key. Many people can fully cut something out for a little while. But the key to truly feeling in deep control over your choices is being able to eat all the foods you love, at least occasionally, to deal with mistakes or when things go off course, and to get back to where you most like to be without any drama. That's the key. Many people like plans where they cut everything out because it feels really simple. But what happens in the long term? It falls apart and they stop doing it. And then they just go the other direction and there's no rules. And they bounce back and forth between brick wall and jellyfish for the rest of their lives. Our goal here is to find the middle ground and to help you have the flexibility to sort of like, you know, I'm like moving in my chair right now where my spinal column is waving from side to side where there's flexibility. And I can get back to center with ease and without a lot of drama. And then the last thing I want to teach you is sustainability, because the truth is, if you've ever done any kind of reset before, it's very likely that you binged on all your not allowed foods for 3 days before and 3 days after. and or you felt amazing on your reset and then can't understand why you couldn't hang on to it permanently. And what I'm going to show you and help you understand is that our bodies are cyclical and dynamic, which means that our bodies change and the needs of your body will change. Right now, you might be feeling like you need a reset or a break, and we can make that happen. We're going to make that happen. But then there will also be a day when your body wants to shift direction and it wants to get back into, a structure that's a little bit more easeful, less time consuming, that requires less thought. And knowing how to move back into your regular life, like, but better, with a better structure, is really important if you want to hold on to all the benefits of your reset. You're not going to need to be in a permanent state of reset, but we're not going to let go of all of it either. We're going to find this like sustainable long-term plan. So we're going to teach you that too. So I just want to leave you with that today. I think that's the big thing for today, is just this idea of like the rebellious blahs as a place where many people get stuck when they have found some freedom and some ease and some success with intuitive eating, and then their life has kind of gotten in the way. And they've fallen into a place of ambivalence and apathy. And anytime they try to get out of it, they become rebellious and reactive. This is where many people find themselves. And this is one of the reasons that I designed the reset, to help kick you out of that, to give you the information and the education you need, and also some of the tough love that you might need in order to move through this phase into something that feels much more intentional and in your control, which is what most people are truly after. Okay. I'm going to leave it at that today. The link to the info page is in the show notes. We're kicking things off soon. End of September, early October, prep week is happening. And then we are kicking off the 3-week reset right after Canadian Thanksgiving. I hope you'll join us. I would love to have you. We're in this like really fun, exciting experimental beta round where things are as affordable as they will ever be, where there's room for you to give more feedback and get more feedback. And I'd love to have you.